This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Patrick Young. Patrick heads up, and I'll tell his exact position, population health at the Hackensack Meridian Healthcare System. Hackensack Meridian's grown tremendously over the last several years with a large merger and so forth. And there's probably nothing more poignant today than population health itself. Patrick, how are you looking at population health today? How do you approach it? How has strategy changed in the last couple of years? Tell us a bit about what you're seeing.
Sure. Thank you, Scott. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to give your perspective as to what Hackensack Meridian Health is doing around population health. I mean, population health is really become an evolution in how people think about healthcare. And it's really, you know, the whole concept of moving from fee for service to value. And, you know, I would say population health has never been more important now during the pandemic. You know, so how we perform population health has shifted. You know, the strategy still remains the same. We're, you know, we're really committed to identifying ways in which we can reach out to individuals, identify their care gaps, coordinate and facilitate that they receive care at the right place at the right time. And it's probably been no more important now than ever, given that a number of individuals have delayed their care. Some have lost their jobs. They've lost their health insurance. So it's really given us an opportunity to really reach out to those individuals who are in need and help them coordinate and facilitate the care that they receive.
And take a moment. When you think about population health for nations, and you see sort of the U.S. trying to work through this vaccine situation and all the challenges and so forth, and then you see India struggling with this so much right now, and a population of 1.3 billion, and so how hard to deal with population health in a population that big. How do you look at this globally and then trying to bring it down locally to actually make changes? How do you look at these different perspectives?
Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, you know, I'm on the a committee for the World Economic Forum, and you know, we're talking about how we can help bring value-based care to other parts of the world. And, you know, in India, in your example, you know, there's some real issues associated with how care is accessed and delivered. And so, you know, I think that, you know, education is critically important. We work very hard with our community health workers to educate the community, not just on general things that we think of around chronic illnesses, but now we're doing, you know, education around COVID. We did a call where we had 60, 70 seniors call in. We had Dr. Van Varga, who is our chief medical officer, answer questions for individuals about COVID. What does it mean? You know, and some of the questions were very simple, basic, but that's where you have to go in relation to addressing some of the concerns and the education associated with COVID, what the vaccines mean, how they work. And so I think that, you know, it's really about reaching out to individuals, educating them, reaching out to our communities. It's all around the idea of reaching out and helping people have a better understanding of their healthcare needs and how we can help facilitate the care that they need.
And talk about, as you look at this year, what are your big two or three priorities this year in leading population health there?
Sure. So we're really excited because we launched our social determinants of health at Hackensack Meridian Health called Healthy Connections. It was a program that I would be responsible for managing out of population health, and it was unanimously approved by our board. It's one of our top five strategic initiatives. You know, with about 1.2 million people visit HMH every single year, and we believe that if we can start to work with those individuals, ask some simple questions in relation to what their needs are, not their clinical needs, but their social needs, we can have a dramatic impact in their lives because you really start to treat the whole person. So, you know, through our social determinants of health, we're answering the questions and then we're referring those individuals who interact with our primary care physicians, with our practices, with our emergency rooms. Individual information is provided from that individual so that we can have a better understanding of what their social needs are. And then using an organization organization called NowPal. It uses a digital platform that we can have closed loop referrals. So we can actually refer individuals to community-based resources that they need. So we really kind of start thinking at, you know, we are treating the clinical aspects of individuals' care, but now we're combining it with the social aspects of their cares and really treating the patient from a 360. So we're not just about improving the quality of their health. We're really thinking about how do we improve the quality of their life. And so we're really excited. It's a significant initiative we have here at our organization. It's a network-wide initiative. So we've rolled this out to our 35,000 employees, and we're very excited that we're going to help address, you know, whether it's food securities or housing or stability, mental health, all those issues that, you know, need to be addressed, because you really do need to treat the whole person. And it's something that we really do believe in. I would say
very big goals and very exciting. Go ahead. You're going to talk about a couple more priorities. Go right
no,
ahead.
No, I was just going to say the other area that I'm really excited is that this year we launched Braven Health, and it was HMH as a founder along with Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey, as well as Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas, and we enrolled a Medicare Advantage program. So Braven is a Medicare Advantage program, and in January we enrolled just around 14,000 members in an MA program during a pandemic. So we're very proud of the feedback and the enrollment that received this. It's maybe the highest enrollment in the 8 counties that we operate in the history of New Jersey for MA programs. And we believe that we can combine both what Horizon does as an insurance company and what Robert Wood Johnson Barnabas and HMH does as providers, and aligning our goals and their goals to improve the quality of care, improve access, and ultimately lower the cost. And so the experience will be a better one. It'll be more integrated, and we're very excited about the number of Medicare members who have signed up. So those are two big things that we're really excited about, and we believe is innovation, and will help drive us and continue to move us in the right direction of changing people's lives, and really to support our mission, which is to serve the individuals in our communities.
It's so much discussion over the last decade or so about the movement to value-based care. How quickly are you seeing that transition now? And you certainly have health systems much more excited about it than ever, as I've seen it, it's aside from being better for the community, a better way to actually thrive at times and not be so dependent upon procedures. How quickly do you see this movement to value-based care happening?
Yeah, so what I would say is that I'd like to see it move faster, but I think that in order to really be good at value-based care, you need to have the data and the analytics and the information you need. I see a lot of organizations who move into value-based arrangements, and they don't even have a good understanding of their own data. And the data that they have is not useful information, and the claims information they get is 3 or 4 months. So how do you manage care differently if you don't have the data? And so we've worked really hard with Cerner and Lumeris to get that data, get the information, the claims information, the pharmacy information, the lab information, and the clinical information, and put it in a data warehouse so that we can get that information in the hands of the physicians who are actually providing the care to the patients, so they understand that Patrick Young has care gaps and what are the services that he needs when they go into their doctor's office. And, you know, not all care is being provided at that primary care physician. So we can also provide information of other services they've received. So I believe that, you know, we will see an acceleration in relation to value-based care as we move forward, because we have to truly move away from fee-for-service and really focus on paying for the value and the services that provide. And I think it's time that's coming together. That's why we've moved into social determinants of health, because you're thinking about treating the whole patient. And that's about providing good value, providing good care, and fulfilling our mission as an organization. We're very excited about that.
Patrick, I want to thank you for joining us today. You and the system have made a huge leadership jump in this area, and it's greatly appreciated to hear what you're doing, hear what you're thinking. I mean, so many public health and big population health challenges. It's fascinating to see you guys making a dent in it. Thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.